Okay, I'm back. I'll just give a few minutes for everyone to return. Okay, so how are we doing? This meditation completed the trajectory of the retreat. And you may be in an expanded state. I'm not sure if you can talk. But if you can, let's check in a little bit.
If you had asked us to relax a little bit more, I would have said it's impossible because I'm completely relaxed. It doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, good.
It was like I don't know the words for it, but I'd say it's like it was an energetic cellular massage on some level, and it was just so yeah. I mean, I was very conscious through it, but it was just very relaxing and expansive.
Beautiful.
I feel as if my body is electrified in a very subtle way. An active pulsation through my entire being, and yet a very deep peace as well. And at one point, I may have gone out for a little bit, and when I returned, I was aware of what you were saying and was experiencing. I don't even know what words to use. The brilliance of the energy that was working with us was very real. And I had the contrast of my mind beginning to think linear and beginning to think about all the things that I need to get done before tomorrow morning. And I simply took a deep breath and invited my mind to rest in my seat. And it did, it worked. And it did come back and it went down again. So that was a wonderful realization of how easy it can make itself take over.
Yes, oh, I'm so glad you were able to recognize that contrast. Yes. It really is helpful to know that.
It was a large contrast. So it was beautiful. Thank you so much.
This is Elena. And I feel a kind of a greater sense of a recalibration. My experience yesterday was being in that place where you are wanting to lay down, wanting to fall asleep, and just experiencing the enormity of what is wanting to come through, and the the resistance that I was encountering in my being, of feeling just not big enough to receive that. And that carried through the whole day. I have never experienced my body to be so heavy in an unending way. And now finally today, I dipped into that place a few times of feeling like, oh, this is just too much. And then kind of got through it. I did go and lay down during the break. And it just feels like a much more peaceful existence.
Perfect.
Thank you.
No, it's Fran. I also experienced a subtle enlivening of my entire body. It was very peaceful. And it was, I feel very happy in a soft and gentle, happy within kind of way.
Ah.
And my mind also wandered a couple of times with a couple of things that are beckoning in the garden. And I found it a very easy choice to make. It was simply I chose to come to return to presence. And it wasn't a struggle, and it wasn't shameful, and it wasn't a war, and it was simple.
And so you could feel the difference between...
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I didn't want to be there. I mean, it's tempting as much as I love my garden, I didn't want to be thinking about anything. So,
Yeah. Oh, good. Yep. It's a good reference point. So that you don't have to be stuck in that linear thinking. Now you know the difference.
Yeah, and for just a little bit more, I mean, for me, it has typically been more Oh, a struggle is maybe strong, but it takes more sort of a focus or a, and this was simple. It's just very easy.
You were really supported by the ceremonial field.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and I also have a benchmark place for that now.
Interestingly enough, your garden could be communicating with you on the non-linear level.
Oh, how lovely. I believe that is for me to learn to communicate in that way. So.
Yes. Yeah. That would be an exciting new horizon.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really loved basking in this. And Elena's word of recalibration, I could resonate with that for sure. And I keep going back to your words, Sarah, around the cosmic, the celestial families. And it's such a different feeling, or at least my experience was so sparkly and all the way to the cells, like what Russell was saying. I'd like to be in that more often. It's so supportive. And I genuinely feel happy. Yeah, it's a great feeling. I'd love to know more about it.
Well, now that everyone has a new reference point and was brought into the space, we'll be visiting it more often. So my question is, should we close the retreat now? It's complete. And would you want to use your time to just rest, sleep, be quiet? I have nothing more to say. it's done. But I'm here if anyone wants to bring something up.
I certainly feel complete.
Me too.
And I can agree.
Okay. Okay.
This is Cindy. Before you say goodbye, I'm going to be the little wrench in the works here, but not really. I struggled a little bit with the meditation. I kept trying to bring myself to be present, and I was a little antsy. But I was, one of the things that was kind of, I don't want to say bugging me, but I'm going to say that, was the land in the mountains in Arizona came in, and I just kept thinking, you're just thinking about designing this. You're not, you know, that there was my struggle a little bit, but the place in Arizona is called Estrella, and it's the stars. And while I do believe the retreat is complete, I just wanted to put into the circle that I need to be with this meditation again tomorrow. So to listen to it again. And I just felt like I needed to put that in our sacred circle. So,
okay. It'll be up. The recording will be up, God willing.
Well, whenever it's up, I'm going to listen again. So, yeah, I realize tomorrow morning's kind of early, so sorry about that. But yeah,
no, I'll have the recordings up. Whether I have the summaries all together, that'll be another thing. But the recordings will be up. They'll be up tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, too.
Yeah. Anything, any other loose ends or things that need to be said?
I just wanted to express my deepest gratitude for you, Sarah, and for all of the beings that were gracious to allow us in. And it was just, it's beyond words. I have nothing else to say, but the gratitude is deep.
Ah, I agree. Thank you. Go ahead.
I feel like I'm still deep in the meditation and kind of unwilling to come back just yet.
Don't come back. Just stay with it. Okay, so thank you. Oh, Russell, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I wanted to echo what Lisa said, but also just so much gratitude for all of us and just offer blessings for us all.
Thank you. So the blessings continue. Thank you all for your beautiful presence. Wishing you peace and light. Our guides are here to wish us well and say the retreat was completed. And they were able to transmit what they hoped to transmit to us. that we were fertile ground and resonant beings. And they're very grateful to be heard, felt, seen, known, so they can continue passing on the transmission that comes through them. So it reminds us that we are part of a legacy of wisdom. Celestial in nature. And that we are not alone. So many blessings. And to a beautiful evening for you. See you tomorrow night.